You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. This is Brooke Rivard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Welcome back to a special treat, a bonus episode, and this is all about how to get a flawless complexion, a flawless beat, flawless makeup. Now, everyone approaches makeup at a specific level. I would say I'm at level, I don't know, if we're going from 1 to 10, 10 being the most advanced professional makeup artist, I would say I'm at a 3, and that's being very generous. Okay, I have to amend what I said earlier because my husband just walked in and he was like, your makeup looks really, really good. And I will admit, I was filming today and I did my own makeup, and I want to give myself a bit more credit. I think my makeup skills, if 1 is complete amateur and 10 is like a true seasoned expert. So before I said my makeup skills were like at a 3, I think I'm better than a 3, right?
I would say you're a very good 7.
Wow, okay. So he says I'm a 7. I think I'm a strong 5. I can do my makeup for a professional type thing and have it look good, but it's not going to like slay. But I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. So I'd say I'm at a 5.
Let's agree on 6.
Now, my very best friend is like at a 0, meaning she never, ever, ever wears makeup. And it's so funny that we're friends because we'll be going out to a party or something and she'll be like, oh, can you bring lip gloss with you? And I'm like, oh, you're wearing lip gloss tonight? Like, we're really doing it. Like, we're really doing a night out. She does not do mascara. She does not do concealer. Lip gloss is like the most I've seen her do. And I love that for her. I love that she chooses not to wear makeup. And when she does want to wear makeup, I get to do it for her. So that's really fun. Now, I say I'm at a level 3 because, 1, I've had the privilege of seeing lots of professionals do my makeup. And I've learned a lot, especially from doing this podcast and from watching tutorials. Like, I can follow tutorials. I can follow directions. But if I'm doing my makeup just for me, I find that I can make it look really good. It will last like a couple of hours, but it is not camera, TV, red carpet type makeup. Professional makeup just has this flawlessness to it that even if you follow the same steps, it's just like the way that they hold their brush. I think about Sir John. We just did a FaceTime where he was helping me do Mavi's skeleton makeup for Halloween. And he just instantly knew like all the brushes. He's like, oh, is that the 252 MAC? I'm like, how do you, just from FaceTime, how do you know what brush I'm using? Sir John's knowledge is vast and deep. I'm excited to get him on the podcast. He's like at a 10. I had the privilege of getting my makeup done by Priscilla Ono. She's the global makeup artist for Fenty Beauty, Rihanna's makeup artist. Her knowledge is like at a 10. And every time I'm with these people, I ask, I try to absorb, I try to soak it all in. So my makeup skills are steadily increasing, but I really just love like a very simple, like good concealer. You guys know I love my Kosas concealer, a nice mascara. I do a little bit of contour around the edges of my face to warm up the face, maybe a little lip gloss. But if I have to go to something and I know I'm going to be photographed or be on camera, I'm going to usually, if I can, hire a professional. But I've been thinking about how much money I would save if I actually took this on myself and learned how to do professional level makeup. And I feel like it is attainable. Blake is someone that's been doing makeup for a very long time. If you missed her first episode, Confessions of a Former Beauty Editor, please go back and listen to it. It was such a juicy conversation. But I really needed to take a moment and just get the full breakdown on how she achieves such a flawless makeup look that lasts all day. There are many steps to this, but I found her breakdown so helpful. I think you will too. Let's get into my conversation with Blake. There are many steps to this, but I found it so helpful. Let's get into my conversation with Blake.
So, makeup question for you, because you are an expert. You are hugging and kissing lots of people. You're going out. I feel like makeup transfer, like I've tried to look up tips, like how to avoid your makeup transferring. Like, what is the trick to really like setting and locking and sealing your makeup? Because
well, I feel like I've gotten better at it after ruining so many shirts. I've ruined many a person's shirt.
It's like you go in for the hug
Now, well, so now I hug it. I'm very cautious and cognizant about how I hug. But I think number one, my entire face has powder on it by the time the makeup is done. So now the powders are different where they lay, how they lay, what colors. The powders are always different, but there's always powder. My entire face is powdered by the end of the night.
I have to pause here because I feel like if there's finishing powder, setting powder.
Yes.
Loose powder, there's like the universal colors that's like white, and then there's some that are yellow. So what powders are you using for what?
So it is very important so that you don't look crazy once flash comes on your face. I set my under eye with the pink one size powder. I set the rest of my face with a Charlotte Tilbury pressed powder. I then go in with my contour powder and go all of that. You cannot miss this step because that's when you start to make the face one dimensional. You have to go in with the contour powder on all of the places that are not highlighted.
Okay, so, and contour powder, not contour like cream, because I have a contour.
Well, I underpaint and then do powder. There's a lot of makeup on my face.
Let's get to the base. Okay, so you've got the Charlotte Tilbury cream on, just a plain moisturizer.
Plain moisturizer.
Step one. What's next?
Number two, I'll put on a primer. Right now, I am liking one size's primer because it makes it stick without silicones. So it's not heavy silicone.
Okay.
After that, I take one of the Makeup Forever color correcting palette and I just go in my dark spots just to color correct and make my face all one color.
Got it. Underpainting, for people that don't know, it's this idea that like even before you put on your foundation, you're like doing a lot of correction and basically like a canvas painting these areas.
Yep.
So because you have brown skin, do you use like a peach colored
color
corrector? Okay.
So I do a peach color corrector and then I go over it with a shade slightly lighter than me and let that dry down. I always have a fan. Must have a handhold.
There's so many things I need to buy.
It's involved.
You have your handheld fan. Okay.
Yes, I have my handheld fan. From there, I take the Makeup by Mario contour stick and I do my contour. I blend it in. Then I go in with a deeper shade on my cheeks and my nose because those are the places where I want my contour most pronounced. All right, we've done that. Then I go in with the foundation, but I only apply the foundation more on the perimeter. I kind of leave the inside of the face still kind of untouched. Right.
So, how are you applying the foundation?
I use a big brush, a big, dense foundation brush, a large, dense, fluffy foundation brush. From there, then I do blush.
And I see you're pointing to the cheekbone, which is so important because I feel like I don't know where it even came from. It was this whole thing of like you smile and then you put your blush on the edges of your cheeks. And it's like, we don't do that anymore.
No, we're going
to blush. It's almost like under your eye, like the outer corner of your eye is almost like where blush starts, like into the temple almost.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. So precisely that. So I go in with the Rare Beauty liquid blush and then I conceal. So then I go in with I go in with my lighter shade, my under eyes, the bridge of my nose, my forehead, my chin, a little bit in the cheeks. Let it all dry because I use cream formula first as the base. Let it dry, use my handheld fan, and then I go in with the powders. So essentially everything that she did with the creams, do with the powders.
Oh my gosh. So then you go over those cream contour steps with a powder.
Yes, there we go.
And then a powder blush.
Yes, and then a powder blush. So everything that gets a cream gets a powder.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
It's embalmed. And again, this is camera makeup, guys. Like this is makeup.
No, but this is on camera. By Blake. This is what we need to know.
Yes.
So What color powder are you using, or what kind?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
What powder formulation are you using to lock in the foundation and the concealer?
So I immediately go in with the pink powder under my eye.
And that's a loose setting powder.
That's a loose setting powder, the pink powder.
And this is before or after you've used the fan to dry it off?
This is all dried then. All the creams are dry. And then we go in with the powders.
Okay.
Then I take...
Cooking the most complicated souffle of all time. Okay, so we're in with the pink powder. Then
we're in with the pink powder. Let it sit. Let it do its thing. Don't touch it. Let it marinate. I take my pressed powder from Charlotte and kind of go around here, up at the top. And then I take my contour. Well, then I will take another shade, not pink. Like, I forgot what shade it is of one size. Just the regular setting powder color. And I do set the bridge of my nose and a little bit on the chin in those areas that might sweat a lot. So that includes my forehead, my nose, my chin. So that is after it's gotten pressed powder.
Got it. And okay. And you shared which brand you use for pressed powder?
Pressed powder, Charlotte Tilbury.
Charlotte. Okay. Yep.
Then I go in with my contour powder, which is by One Size. And I go all around the perimeter, the nose, all of the things, the powder.
And then you seal it with a setting spray?
So then I usually do my eye. I use the setting time to do my eye. I do my eyes second. I know some people argue about doing it whatever order you choose. I do my eyes. I do my brows. I dust all of the powder off my face. Then I'll go on with the blush. And then we spray it down.
What are you using to spray it down?
So because One Size wants to be sold out and act like it never wants to restock, shout out to Beyonce. I use, which still is an OG and it's still great, the Urban Decay All Nighter.
All Nighter. Okay, so I pulled out my little Urban Decay All Nighter and someone said, like, we've moved so past that. And I'm like,
no, we have not.
I thought this was good. They were like, there are much better ones.
And I was having this conversation recently with somebody. I think that's one of the issues with makeup is we're forgetting all the things that actually are fantastic. So we're trying a bunch of things that are just cool and okay. And it's like, no. Urban Decay All Nighter is the OG your face doesn't move setting spray.
Right. That's how I feel also about foundations. Like, I tried to get into like the Makeup by Mario one. And then I just went back. I like the Estee Lauder Double Wear foundation. I feel like it's just, it works. It looks great. And I love the NARS foundation. And I tried all these different, and I was about to order the Lady Gaga one because I saw people on TikTok. And I was like, why are you doing this?
No.
Have a foundation that you like.
That you love. So don't. And I do want to try House Labs. I haven't tried House Labs, but it's like
I do too. But it's like that sickness of like, oh, there's probably a better one out there. Like,
yep.
How do you ever recover from that?
Yep. And I keep coming back to NARS. So we'll see.
Well, thank you for that breakdown.
Of course. You're the only one for me. You're the only one.